star again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder. Next door, friends and neighbors.
Someday you own it. Someday you own. Sooner or later you'll own generals.
Someday you own. Someday you own. Sooner or later you'll own generals.
Someday you'll own General Tires.
Now, Killer Kerensky's got Darnie in a half Nelson.
Hey, Killer! Let me face this way so my old ma can see me on her new Philips TV set.
Your Mumbai's the best, then, Darnie.
Yeah! Oh, I told her Philips is the best colour there is. It's so natural.
Well, Philips are the colour TV professionals, aren't I?
Darnie?
Darnie?
Philips bring you the world of natural colour.
Darnie.
Hey, lover boy, you never guess what.
No, I won't. What?
Well, have a try at least.
Try? What sort of a try?
A try at guessing what it is.
But how should I have a clue, Thelma?
Well, it's something nice. Oh, come on, guess.
Something nice, eh? Mm. Now, let's think then. Why not? Gerald's gone and chucked himself off a cliff.
Oh, I said something nice, Harry.
Well, I would have thought that was nice.
Well, it isn't. Try again.
No, I mean again. You haven't cooked sausage and mash for dinner tonight.
Well, of course I have. It's your favourite, isn't it?
Yes, it was when we was courting. But seeing as you've cooked it every night since, I've sort of gone off it a bit.
Oh. Well, anyway, stop bringing up the dinner.
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, come on now. You're still supposed to be guessing what the something nice is.
No, I'll give up, Phil. I've no idea.
All right. Listen to this, eh? I won the first prize at the Blossom Avenue Housewives Club raffle today.
Oh.
Well, come on. You could at least try and sound a bit enthusiastic.
All right. Oh.
Oh, what's the matter? Aren't you proud of your little Thelma, aren't you? I won.
Yeah, but how do you expect me to get excited when I still haven't got over the last time you won?
Oh, but love a boy.
I don't think I'll ever forget it. The first prize was giving you back half the price of the next new act you managed to talk me into buying for you.
Well, so? I got half the money back.
Yes, but you went and spent that on another new act. Then I had to pay what you still owed on it. Oh, no thanks, Phil. I can't afford any more of their first prizes. No thanks.
Oh, but this is different, Harry. I mean, there's nothing to pay.
Oh, I doubt that.
Then nothing at all. Look, here they are. 4 tickets to a symphony concert.
Oh, well, that's all right then. Actually, it's just what I need at the moment. I haven't had a good laugh in months now.
Hey? Oh, what do you mean, a good laugh? There isn't anything to laugh at.
Eh? Hey? But didn't you just say you had tickets for some funny concert?
Oh, symphony, Harry.
Eh?
I said a symphony concert.
Oh, blimey. Oh, now, is that one of them things with fiddlers and penny whistles and things?
If you mean violinists and flutes, yes.
Well, that's put the mockers on that then, isn't it? You can count me out, thanks. I'll go and sit in the pub.
Oh, Harry.
No, none of that now, Thelma. We got visitors. Come in.
Evening, you two.
Hello. Oh, hello, Harry. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
Well.
Yes. Is something wrong, Thelma?
No. She's fine, Phil. Quite all right. Nothing wrong at all.
Except that he won't go to the concert with me.
Eh? Concert? What concert?
The next one at the Wimbledon Town Hall. I won 4 free tickets in a raffle today.
Ooh, really? Mm. who are you taking with you?
Here he goes.
I don't know yet. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it?
Yes. Well, I mean, well, you know. I mean, that you haven't decided yet.
Oh, I see. see. Oh, I see what you're getting at. Oh, all right. Gerald and Phyllis, would you like to come along?
Oh, we'd love to, yes. I'd like a symphony concert, yes. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, what an unexpected surprise.
Oh, yeah. Now, all I've got to do is persuade Harry to come along.
Oh, I wouldn't waste your time, Belma. No, the integral harmonies and subtle blending of rhythms would be lost on a Philistine like him.
Now, just a minute, Gerald.
No, no, no. Find someone else, Belma. Another music lover like us.
You really think I'd let Thelma go out with someone else? No chance. I'm coming.
Oh, thanks, lover boy.
Yes, I'm... Here, just a minute. I think I've been conned into something here.
Oh, too late, Harry. You said you're coming, so you're coming.
Yes. Well, I mean... I didn't know, well, now that's settled.
I wonder what they'll be playing.
Oh, I hope it's the Bartered Bride. Mm. Da 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 da.
Gerald, dear.
What is it, Phyllis?
Well, isn't that Orpheus in the underworld?
Is it?
Well, I think so, dear.
Oh.
Da 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 da.
Oh yes, yes. I mean, of course it is. Yes. Of course I know. I was just testing you. Yes, just testing.
Well, how does the Bartered Bride go then? Now, isn't it da 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 da?
No, Belma, that's what is that, Phyllis?
Well, I think it's Beethoven's Fifth, Gerald.
Oh yes, Beethoven's Fifth Piano Concerto.
No, Gerald, dear, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Oh yes, of course, symphony.
Yes, well, what's the difference?
What's the difference? Oh, I ask you, really, what a question.
Well, come on, then, what is the difference?
Well, it's a...
What's the difference, indeed? Oh,
you tell him, will you, Phyllis? I really don't think I could explain something so simple and elementary.
Well, Harry, a concerto is written for one definite instrument with the rest of the orchestra in support, you see. Like Beethoven's Fifth Piano Concerto was written mainly for piano. And a symphony is written for the whole orchestra.
Oh, yeah?
Well put, Phyllis, well put. I hope that clears things up for you, Harry.
Yes, and for you too, yes.
Oh, hang on, I've got it.
What, dear?
The Bartered Bride. Da 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 da. That was it, wasn't it?
I think that's the Blue Danube, dear.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, so it is. Tchaikovsky. Hey?
Strauss, dear.
Oh, of course, yes. Johann Sebastian Strauss. Yes. Of course, the younger, wasn't it?
Called Johann Sebastian, dear?
Well, lots of them had the same Christian names, but as yes, yes. Elgar might have been a Johann Sebastian too, you know.
But he was an Edward, I think, Gerald.
Well, he could have been, I suppose.
I think you better give up, Gerald. It sounds to me as if you don't know your Strauss from your Elgar, mate.
Well, I think I know a bit more about it than you do, Harry.
Yes, I'm beginning to wonder about that, mate.
Yes. Well, you tell us how the Bartered Bride goes, then.
Oh, well, it's, da 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 da.
Oh, I am looking forward to this, Phyllis.
Oh, yes, dear. It isn't often we go out to a concert.
No, we really should try it more often.
Oh, yes. I must say, Gerald, you do look smart.
Yes, I do, don't I?
It's a very nice suit, that. When did you last wear it?
Well,
some time ago, really. I haven't had much occasion to wear it since our wedding.
Oh, such a pity about the hole in the back of the trousers, though.
Yes. We seem to have a particularly vicious breed of moth around here.
Oh, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I thought of wearing long black underpants. Yeah, but then I had an even better idea. You remember those old blackout curtains we have in the attic?
Yes, dear.
Well, I've fashioned a cloak out of one of them. A cloak. Now I'll really look theatrical. There it is.
Oh, yes, dear. Oh, very nice. Oh, what's the clasp made from?
An old bicycle chain. Rather a nice effect, chunking away, don't you think?
Oh, yes, Gerald, I'll be so proud walking in with you.
And so you should. But I feel a bit worried about walking in with a pair of plebs like Harry and Thelma. What they know about concerts is dangerous. In fact, it could be embarrassing.
Well, maybe, but it was very fast to his Gerald.
Well, I'll try if it is, but... I'm not making any promise.
We'll be late if you don't get a move on.
Yeah. No, it won't be long now.
Ah, oh, that must be Gerald and Phyllis. Come on, move it.
Hello, it's only us.
Yeah, hello, hello.
Oh, you look very nice, Thelma.
Oh, thanks, Phil, and so do you.
Oh, thank you, Thelma.
What about me?
I don't know. I can't see what you're wearing. It might help if you weren't hiding under that old blackout curtain.
This is not an old blackout curtain, Thelma. It's a cloak.
All right, Gerald, if you say so. Then come on, Harry! You can't hold him out much longer!
All right, honey, we're all set at...
And just what do you find so funny?
Oh, you, mate. Oh, what are you going as, Batman?
Most humorous, I'm sure. I thought you wouldn't know that most of us concert goer types wore cloaks over our dinner jackets.
Oh, and that's a dinner jacket under there.
Well, of course. What's wrong with it?
Well, I wouldn't be seen dead having breakfast in it.
Now, just a minute. There is no need to be jealous just because you have to go in your only suit. And as for the hobnailed boots sticking out there, well...
Yeah, I mean, they're comfortable, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe, but they aren't the sort of thing to wear to a concert. You're supposed to wear posh shoes, like mine.
Posh? Since when were carpet slippers painted black posh?
All right, you two. That's enough of that now. Come on, let's go, or else we're going to be late.
Oh, yes, all right. But I can just see that this is going to be one of those evenings.
Gunston Toasted Cigarettes are made from the best tobaccos a man can get. The finest broadleaf Virginia for that rich, rewarding, toasted taste. The distinctive taste of Gunston Toasted. That's why, for quality and flavor, filter or straight, more and more men rate Gunston great. Get closer to flavor with Gunston Toasted. A housewife has enough problems without worrying about opening a check account. The Standard Bank know that. But if a Standard Bank checkbook can solve a few of your problems, isn't it worth considering?
I used to wonder where all my money went to. Now my checkbook tells me.
You can bank on the Standard. Because we bank on you.
Exciting, isn't it, Phyllis?
Oh, yes, Gerald.
You can feel the tension in the air, can't you? I have a feeling something great is going to happen tonight.
Yeah, well, if it doesn't start happening pretty quick, I'm pushing off. The music's been blooming awful up to now.
Oh, really, Harold, that isn't music. They're still warming up.
Well, if that's warming up, some of them must have been flaming cold. Hey, hey, what's going on? Are they clapping because they've stopped?
Of course not. They're applauding that chap who just came in. The orchestra leader.
Oh. Oh, well, better late than never, I suppose.
He is not late, Harry. He's supposed to come in after everyone else.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Why? Well, he just is, that's all.
Oh. Well, here, who's this Burke, then?
He's the conductor, Harry.
No, he isn't. Our conductor was a Pakistani.
Not the bus conductor, the orchestra conductor.
Oh, I see. What's going on now, then?
Oh, really, Harold, do you have to ask so many questions?
Yeah, well, I mean, a man's entitled to know what's going on, isn't he? Now, why has he got his arms up in the air like that?
Because he's about to start.
Oh, I thought his underarm had frozen.
Would you mind not making quite so much noise in front?
Are you talking to me, are you?
Yes, I certainly am.
Well, you carry on like that, mate, and you'll find yourself on the other end of a fistful of knuckles.
Harry, please.
Well, who does he think he is anyway, telling me to belt up like that?
Shh.
Oh, yourselves. Darling.
Ooh, isn't that beautiful, Phyllis?
Oh, yes, dear.
I say, would you mind shutting up too?
Shh, you're ruining the music.
So are you. I say, would you mind?
Would I mind what?
Would you mind not yawning quite so loudly?
Now, look, mate, what's the matter with you? This is a free country, isn't it? I can yawn as loud as I like.
But please try to have a little respect for other people's wishes. Some of us are trying to listen to the music.
What? To this cobbler's? You must be daft, mate.
Oh, please.
Here, push off. Here, Phil, what happened to them chocolates I bought you when we came in?
Here they are, lover boy. I haven't opened them yet.
That's all right, Phil. You leave it to me. Oh, Darnie, what's the matter with you monkeys? I'm only trying to have a flaming chocolate.
Well, could you try and have it just a flaming bit quieter?
You're never blooming satisfied, are you?
Not when I can't hear music, no.
Well, help yourself. I'm not stopping you. There we are. Chocolate, anyone?
No, thanks, lover boy.
Now, come on, Phil. Don't be shy. They're your chocolates.
Yeah, but... Oh, all right.
Yeah, come on. Just one.
No, well... I'm trying to find one with nuts in it.
You've got one beside you.
Here, just hang on a minute. You're beginning to get a bit nasty back there. You really are asking for a mouthful of chocolates. I mean a mouthful of knuckles, aren't you?
I still can't find one with a nut in it. They're all going squish in my fingers.
Madam, if you have a look at the top of the box, you might notice that they're all soft centers. You don't get nuts in soft centers.
Ah, how pity. All right, then. I won't have one, thanks, Harry.
Oh. What about you, Phil?
No, thank you, Harry.
Are you Gerald? Gerald! Gerald!
He's a bit too wrapped up in the music to worry about chocolates, thank you, Harry.
Oh, don't let him kid you, Phil. He's probably having a crafty kip on the side there.
Which is something that I wish you would do.
Do you think if I ignore him, he'll go away, Phil?
Oh, come on, Harry. Knock it off and try to enjoy the music.
Oh, all right. Didn't bring a bottle opener with you, did you, Phil?
Bottle opener? Of course I didn't bring a bottle opener. What do you want with a bottle opener?
Well, I open a bottle, of course.
What bottle?
A bottle of pale ale I brought along with me in case I got thirsty.
Oh.
Did you bring a bottle opener with you, Phil?
No, Harry.
Give Gerald a nudge, then. Yeah, Gerald.
Hey, what? What do you want?
You got a bottle opener with you?
Of course I haven't. Now, please keep quiet. I'm soaking in the music.
That's as may be, but I'm trying to soak in a bottle of pale ale. Excuse me, has anyone round here got a bottle opener? All right, then, if you haven't, I'll just have to use the armrest.
Oh, really, Harry? This is a fine time to take a shower.
But it's not my fault. It must have got shaken up on that bus.
Don't you think it'd be an idea if you went now so that you'd make sure of not missing that bus home?
Oh, highly humorous, yes, I'm sure. Now, belt up before I really get upset with you.
Yes, and you too, please, Harold, so that we can try and appreciate the music.
Oh, help yourself, Gerald. Here, do you hear that, Phil?
What, Harry?
That.
Yeah, I wonder what it was.
Sound like someone's inner tube's leaking.
You're in the middle of a concert, remember?
Oh, I'm sorry, Gerald.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Percy.
Excuse me, please. Excuse me, can I...
Oh, really?
Yes, all right. Excuse me, sorry.
Hello?
Oh, no, not another one.
Hello, who are you then?
I merely happen to be a normal concert girl who is trying desperately hard to enjoy the music.
Yeah, it's not very good, is it? I prefer the Bay City Rollers myself. Bye, bye, baby. Baby, bye. All right, all right, all right. Yeah, move up a bit, Gerald, so I can sit down too.
Why don't you push off, Percy?
Oh, come on, stop messing about. Move up.
Billy, I don't know.
Thanks, Baker. Now I can sit next to Billy. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Percy.
Hello, Finn.
Oh, hello, Percy.
Hello.
All right. You've done that bit already. Now, come on. Belt up, won't you?
You're a fine one to talk, I must say.
Tell me, Percy, what are you doing here if you don't really like this sort of music?
I won the ticket. It was the third prize in the Blossom Avenue Housewives Club raffle.
Oh! Well, we're here because Thelma won the first prize.
Oh, smashing. Well done, Thelma.
Thanks, Percy. Well done yourself.
Oh, it was nothing, really. Here, whose chocolates are those?
Mine. Thelma's.
Can I have one?
No.
Oh, come on, don't be like that. Let me have a chocolate. Go on. Please.
No.
Oh, you meanie. That's all you are, a big meanie.
Oh, please give him a chocolate. Please.
Oh, well, all right then. Here.
Not in your fingers. I want to choose from the whole box.
What's wrong with my fingers?
Well, I don't know where they've been.
They haven't been anywhere, mate.
I want to choose my own.
Oh, come on, Harold. Let him choose his own.
Oh, all right. Here you are, then.
Oh, thanks. Who's been squidging them all?
This is too much. I can't take any more. I'm going
to...
What an evening. Really, I've never been so embarrassed in my whole life.
Oh, come on, Gerald, you must have been.
Never, never, ever before have I seen a conductor stop a symphony and come down into the auditorium and ask a section of the audience to keep quiet.
Yes, well, it was a whole new experience for you then, wasn't it?
It was also a whole new experience watching you clobber him one for being too cheeky.
I ask you, Gerald, what else could I do? Silly twit waving that stick and giving me a mouthful in some foreign lingo?
I will never go to a concert with you again as long as I live. Never.
Do you promise?
Promise. Oh, promise? No social occasion, no cultural evenings, no art shows, nowhere where your ignorance and bad behaviour could cause me embarrassment.
Oh, now, just a moment, Gerald, just a moment. It wasn't all Harry, you know. Percy was the cause of some of it.
Yes, and I'll never go anywhere with him again either.
Yeah, you'll never guess what's happened.
Hello? What's happened?
When I got home from the concert, there was a letter waiting for me, and it was from the Blossom Avenue Housewives Club, saying that I've won this month's prize. So how would you all like to come with me? Because it's 5 tickets to the ballet.
Oh,
hey,
blimey,
tonight, in the studio, Miss Greta Garbage.
Good evening.
Miss Garbage, you know Mazda have introduced the big luxurious rotary. This model is spelt L-U-C-E. How would you pronounce it?
Luki. Mazda Luki?
No, in fact, it's pronounced Luce.
Luce? It rhymes with I want to be alone, hey?
The new Mazda Luce. If you don't know the name, how are you going to know the car?
On the rocks with tonic, it's a skyball. With ginger beer, it's a mule. With orange juice, it's a screwdriver. Whatever your mixer, whatever your mood, you get the clean, pure pleasure of Smirnoff Vodka.
Because Smirnoff Vodka lets you be yourself, night and nightly, and crystal clear. Smirnoff beats your breath.
That was Phantoms of the Concert, featuring Jim Williams, Bella Mariani, David Horner, Gillian Lomberg, Frank Graham, and David Coolbear. Script by Graham Reed and Brian Squires. Join us again next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors. ¶¶